T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, our tournament day one coverage is brought to you by Keystone Shooting Center and Body Armor, the official sports drink of March Madness. We're at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. We're joined right now by a Vegas legend, the director of sports relations for the Rivers, Jimmy Vaccaro. You make a face when I say Vegas legend, but it's true, man.
Well, you got to stop that. You got to stop. Legends are not even around anymore, so I'm still here. So,
well, how about Musburger? He's a legend, Jimmy.
He's a legend. He's a nice guy, and he likes to bet teasers.
How much, like, let's say Brent right now,
yes.
Jimmy, let's say he bet this Belmont, Maryland game,
right.
Okay? What's a typical Brent Musburger bet look like? What's a typical bet look like for him?
These guys are smarter than I am. Believe me, I understand it. But I like to sneak in at night, Jimmy, when nobody comes around. I said, Brent, it's pretty hard for you to disguise yourself. You wear that big black hat and that Johnny Cash black shirt also. And you bet between $100 and $300. Jimmy, don't tell my wife that I'm out this late.
So he likes teasers. Guy. He teases.
Yeah, he loves teasers. And he's a great guy. I've known Brent for well over 30 years.
How'd you meet him?
Obviously, he liked to talk about gambling, as he does on every TV show he's been on forever. And one day, this was at the Mirage. This was all, heck, 30 years ago, maybe even a little bit longer. And he just came up. We just started talking. So every time he would come to town, he would stop at the Mirage, and he loved to talk about gambling and on sports. And so one day I started introducing him to the people who play real high. I mean real high. And I was with lunch with a legend named Chuck Sharp, who was the greatest NBA handicapper anybody could ever meet. So we're having lunch, and Brent wanted to meet him, so I brought him over, and I said, okay, Brent, you know, ask Chuck anything you want. And he says, Chuck, like, what's a normal day for you? He said, Brent, truthfully, I like to bet between 8 and 12 NBA games, maybe 4 totals in there, and I like to bet them for at least $30,000 a game. And Brent says, what'd you say? He says, $30,000 a game. He looked at me and says, yeah, sometimes he bets more. But from that moment on, he was enthralled. I introduced him to all the big shots, sports players.
His friends
players.
In the desert.
What's that?
His friends in the desert, as he likes
yes,
to
say. Yes, his friends in the desert. He's a wonderful guy. And the VSiN network got started on a whim. He came and said, maybe we could do something. I went to see Michael Gaughan, the owner of the South Point. We built this big studio up there, and the show's been running great. But he's a great guy, loves to gamble, and nothing else better about that.
Jimmy, does he make references, or would he make references that even like a person who was looking out for them when he was on TV wouldn't even catch? Like, did you ever hear like a deep, deep Brent Musburger gambling reference that you knew no one else was picking up?
Yeah, no, you could pick it up when, like, let's say they scored late, and he says, now the game is officially over. But, you know, he said in this tone, that means he had the under. If he had the overs in, and now the game is officially over. That's the tip-off with him. You can tell right away whether he won or lost a bet.
Is the action on a day like this more or less than the Super Bowl?
Well, obviously, here's how we break that down. It's very simple. The Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest single betting event on one day.
Okay.
These 4 days will equal or surpass it. The entire tournament will squash Super Bowl Sunday,
wow.
Super Bowl Sunday, only because there's so many and it carries over. But like this, this game, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games will do just about equal as what you do on Super Bowl. But this is much better from a bookmaker standpoint because there's so many things to do. It's stretched out for 4 days. I truly enjoy this much more than Super Bowl.
So I was going to – that kind of answers my question, I think. Is this your favorite kind of four-day window to be down here doing what you do? Is like the environment, the atmosphere,
yes.
Everything?
Nothing else is even close to it. Now, I enjoy college football to watch it. See, I could watch college football whether you need to decide either you bet on it or you're rooting for something or somebody for the joint you're fronting for. But this is equal. I mean, okay, just call it like it is. You go see the movie King Kong. You know at the end, after you watch it 50 times, he falls off the Empire State Building, right?
Now I can't watch it now.
What? No, I'm saying he falls off it. Tell me you could script the ending of the Auburn game. That's the difference. That's what's unique.
Our producer thinks he did. He had a Yankee bet on it, Jimmy. He was big on that.
Oh, my
goodness. Pony put me to a $5 bet. I said under One, he set the number at 1.5, made 3 free throws there on that last 3.
All right.
I said I would take the under, but I'm not going to bet you, and I lost out.
Well, let's just switch chairs here. You know, I'll be that, you'll be the bookmaker, and we'll go from there.
So let me ask you today to just let our audience kind of in on it. We're talking to Jimmy Vaccaro here from the Rivers Casino. Where is the action coming in? What are the hot teams right now, just from what you've seen? Where's the money going right now, Jimmy?
Well, not that I'd never say this, but I'll say it right now. To be truthfully honest about this, these games, when they were sent out on Monday morning,
yep.
South Point sent out a bunch of lines out Monday afternoon. This is the first tournament we haven't seen, as we call in the racket here, you know, games running with numbers. In other words, a game opening 4 and closing 7.5 or 8. These games are so tight, probably for one reason. The odds makers, we're much smarter than we used to be. We understand a little bit better, and everybody got good players no matter how bad they are. So, in other words, to answer your question, there's probably not one game that's 2.5 times more than maybe any other normal game. So, from our standpoint, it's the easiest way to book a game. You're just setting back and letting people play all they want. So, to answer your question, my friend, not really crazy games and decisions. Put it this way. Let's say if your normal decision on a game in a halfway decent joint is $30,000 for, you know, the win-loss on the game, which is fair in this type of environment. But there's no games out there right now, if 30 or 40 was your average, that you'd be rooting for something for like $200,000. I just haven't seen it yet in the early game. So right now it's just easy sailing for the books.
Jimmy, you said you guys are a lot smarter than you used to be about this. How's it changed? How's it become easier to set odds? Like, what has changed from 30 years ago, for example?
Well, I wouldn't use the word changing the odds. Just understanding that more people obviously know as much as you do about the game. Doesn't mean you're going to win it, but see, what we still have going for us is very simple. You're laying 11 to win 10. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a negative expectation for you. For you to win 10, you got to put up 11. For us to win 11, we got to put up 10. That is the biggest thing. But the other side of it is you don't get people just randomly betting on things. Everybody has an account somewhere. Everybody can read as much as we can. We used to some degree sneak up on people. But the reason that we will always hold that 5 to 7% is very simple. Human nature takes over the people we're betting.
Yeah, we saw it live here just a few minutes ago.
Just say you had the money line on this team with the Auburn game. Well, you're gonna jump up for two reasons. If you had the money line to complete your parlay on a money line parlay, you run to the window and re-bet that game. But if you'd have lost that bet, you'd still run to that window to make another bet because you lost the previous bet. So churning is what it's called. People just keep betting and betting. So it's easier for us. But players are smarter. Now, the only reason that sometimes you won't see like a big deal with it, we are creating new customers every day, every day, every day. Now, those people at the beginning ain't got a clue either, so we do beat that money pretty good, too.
Tell me something that good college basketball bettors, good bettors this time of year, what do they do?
What do they do? They don't bet as much as you think they do, only because the numbers are tight. The true professionals will play, but probably not. They probably play more during the course of the year when they feel something's out of line, when there's a small college playing something or somebody where the line might deviate 3 or 4 points. Now, these games, like I said, they aren't going crazy. My very close friend, I call him my renegade friend, his average bet is between, probably 6 and 15,000 a game. He only has 2 bets so far today. I know I talked to him. It was like Wisconsin. So to get to your thing, they don't. If it's there, they play it. They don't try to push it to make.
But when you say it's there, what are they looking for?
Well, if a game comes out, we open at 6 and the game is 7, and we open the game at 6 and he made it 7.5. There's a value there. Him understanding the 1.5, he's got the best one. So the 1.5 to him means not like so much even the 1.5. It means like it's 30 or 40 cents that he's saving on that particular game. It's a long, drawn-out thing, but that they don't jump in because it's March Madness. They might jump in with the general public just like keeps ramming something down your throat. Now you're taking what you would consider a valuable number right before game time.
I'll tell you what, when you said they're noticing something with small colleges that clicks, our producer back at our studio right now was coming down here every day before work to play small bets. He was wagering very modestly on Big West basketball. I'm talking about California branch campuses in Hawaii to beat the band out here. He couldn't even find games to watch them on Reddit, and he was going nuts with these. So that immediately, that's not really a question. It's just, you say small colleges, I say that.
Well, I can tell you this. You know, let's go back 40 years when I was, or even, hell, longer than that. Magic Johnson is playing at Larry Bird, the big game. The crowd, it wasn't nearly what people make it up to be all these years later. This sport has grown. The NCAA tournament has grown. There was a time, maybe 30, 35 years ago, when the NIT was as big as the NCAA tournament. That obviously has completely changed now. But everything grows in a sense where, you know, with people like you, the media has obviously opened up a million other doors for people. Go to a sports book on a weekend, whether it's college football or college basketball. You're looking at 30 to 35 games. Some of these games that we used to look at 30 years ago were on tape delay. And the other thing that the NCAA finally got a hold of was like simply that it's 9 o'clock in the morning. They used to open five or six games at the same time. Now they figured it out. Open some at 9, open some at 9:20, open some at 10 o'clock. It just keeps people moving around.
So we've been thinking about this question all day. What are you guys going to do at 8 o'clock tonight?
Me?
Well, I'm saying from a sportsbook standpoint, you've got a Penguins game,
right?
But you've got March Madness. So how do you balance that out, Jim? Are you going to put the Penguins on the big TV? Are you going to put them on a little TV? What's the shakedown there? It's a tough spot for you here.
Tough spot. Well, listen, you put me against a wall, kid. I don't know what to tell you. I would say I went to a Penguin game the other night. First time I went with my girlfriend, and I truly enjoyed it. I'm not really a hockey fan. So if it's up to me, the Penguin game would be in Valet. And, yeah, the rest of the games would be here. I'd rather watch the college basketball games. But call it like it is, hometown, it'll be up there somewhere.
What's okay. The hardest sport to set odds for, to make the odds for?
Small college basketball teams, the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, when you're coming in there, and we're actually more blind than you are. If you pick a conference with those type of games, it takes about a week and a half or 2 weeks with the college football line to settle out. It takes about 2.5 to 3 weeks for college basketball to smooth out.
When did this day become a Vegas destination, and now we have it right in our backyard? But when did this become the thing to do?
40 years ago, because that's when the tournament started to get a little steam. Now, someone at my age, 73, been rooting all my life for legalized sports gambling. Little voice that I used to talk about that I couldn't change things, it finally came to fruition. We're at 8 states now, I think, with legalized sports gambling. We should be at 20 to 25 in about a 5-year period. But for me, this is the residue of what you're saying. This is the first time around on the East Coast that the NCAA tournament is obviously on the East Coast. The response has been great. Upstairs is the ballroom with but kiosk and everybody else. Two ballrooms over there with people in it. And here's what happened. You saw nobody at the counter at the end of the Auburn game. As soon as the final came in, we put the final score in, they all rushed back either to re-bet or bet again. You know, so this, to me, makes me really feel good. Because as a kid, we used to bet right down the road here when it was illegal. Now you don't have to do that. Then I just come in and obviously do it legal.
Well, Jimmy, I said it to Andrew. We do a lot of shows in a lot of different locations. The pure energy in this space right now. I've been doing this job for a decade of my life.
Right.
Nothing like it today. This is the most energetic space I have ever been in.
Wait till you see the people.
It's a great people-watching spot.
Oh my goodness. And what people haven't, obviously haven't had a chance to do it yet, wait till you see what a college football afternoon is.
Yeah.
Wait till you see that. I mean, NFL used to be, for every dollar you'd bet on the college games of the week, you'd bet four on the NFL is 4-1. Now it's dead ass even as far as the money is churned. That's how big college football has become. So you get a doubleheader, Saturday and Sunday, and then you get your ticket on Monday and go home and go to sleep for a while.
You got any tips for him? Because we did bets on the, you know, with the spread on the show for pride's sake, and he ended up having to wear a very degrading sign for his Syracuse fandom outside a Pitt basketball game.
Okay.
And do you have any tips for him? He might need a few to beat
NFL
me next
was
year.
Not good
NFL
to me
was
year.
Very unkind to him. So was college football. He was a little better, but he got beat up by me.
I was
NFL.
A 500 better in the NFL this year, Jimmy.
500? That's not bad.
I was about a 70% better overall in our games.
Against the spread, too.
Yeah, I had a pretty good year.
He was 70% almost.
Let me see. Here's how it worked in. If you were 70% and you were 50%, I mean, if you started in September, you'd be broke by Thanksgiving, but he'd be broke by New Year's Day. So what's the difference? both end up broke, and you do a great job on the radio. Stay here.
So what do you do, Jimmy, besides coming over here and talking to us? Now that you're here with the Rivers, what are you trying to get out?
Well, there? What I'm trying to get out, first of all, call it like it is. The kids do a great job. Tristan, the kids, they understand all of that. Obviously, things are just more prominent than they used to be. I was brought here by Bill Keena, general manager. We made a deal where I'm going to helpfully inject some of the things that will be ready for next football season. There's a lot
like
of
what?
Things you can't even see. Well, what I want to do, I want to have some contests. I want to have people to be able to do things here that we did in Las Vegas. And it takes a long transformation. And not letting the cat out of the bag, we have a long, long, long way to go. We might incorporate people like you to do nationwide shows. I want to push that. That's the reason I'm here. If that doesn't happen, then I'll be back at the spa taking a sauna.
Jimmy Ficarro, Andrew Filipponi, great to meet you, man.
Anytime,
Chris
young
Muller,
man.
A pleasure.
My pleasure. Anytime you need me, just give me a call.
You bet. We'll be right back live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.